The call of defeat. Count the cars already out on the road, called that, eh? Guess how many will fail and burn with people still strapped inside, called that, be? Take what we pay for the families who sue quietly, out of court, out of papers. Call that C. A times B times C. If that number comes in under the cost of a recall, the cars stay on the fucking road. And that is not a story about cars. That is the law. That is the only law that parasites ever truly obey. Everywhere a human life touches a spreadsheet, decency is the column they delete. You were a figure in the math, and the math came back. Not worth it. The men who run the numbers are not cruel the way a storm is cruel. They are worse than that. They ran the arithmetic on your life, on your mental health, on your decency, on the probability of psychosis and bipolar, on your one wild mind. And they felt nothing at all when the figure said, "You could be spent." Between the child you were and the great being you were meant to become, they built a course of walls and called each wall an instruction. The first wall was a teacher who never once wanted to teach. Broke you to the harness like a horse and called it discipline. A broken horse pulls the cart without complaint and keeps its soft mouth shut the day it's replaced by two cheaper horses. The second wall was the boy with the fists, the one who made you small, the grown man who watched it and did nothing, because a child who spends every morning afraid is a child who never once looks up and asks, "Who's getting paid for this shit?" The third wall is built out of empty desks. Follow the empty desks and see where it leads. A hallway. Door, a cell. They have it costed out before you can spell your own name. A body in a classroom earns them less than a body in a cage. And somewhere, a man is paid by the head to keep the cages full. That is the pipeline. It was poured the year you were born. You never even stood a chance. The fourth wall is painted over in flags.
They will swear to you its honor, its inventory, your body priced as ordnance, sold to the very hands that sell the bandage. A boy is worth more to them in a uniform than in a future. Because the future would have been yours. And the fucking uniform is theirs.
The fifth wall is a counter at the pharmacy.
The cure exists. It is sitting right there behind the glass. And the number they printed on it is larger than your life.
Because on their spreadsheet, your death costs less than your medicine. They did the arithmetic on the dying child, and the child lost. That is the blockade. Human decency deleted in front of you for money.
I am not the bad news. I did not come here to punish you.
The day a boy who did not need it got stoned because someone made it easy, made it cheap, made it legal, made it fucking lunch. That was the day the long war ended and the good ones lost. And the crowds cheered the way crowds do, because by then no one alive remembered what good had ever meant. The idea of the lady and gentleman became fucking laughable in your mind. Your weak, flimsy, wet-nap mind. For you, the car mirror now has two uses. Use it wisely. Here's a piece of advice for girls. Hear me, because this part they will never teach you. There's a kind of boy already going under and going under. He reaches for the nearest hand to drag down with him. He will come to your door with it, in his fist, and call it love. Come on, he will say, it's legal. As if the law ever meant it was safe. That is not love knocking. That is a drowning, fucking, blue-faced man. And you are the shore. He will claw on you until there is nothing but a hole left.
You do not have to be afraid of love.
You have to be able to tell the difference between a person who lifts you and a person who needs you to sink so he won't sink alone.
I saw your older sisters with the same kind of boy. Three of them. One with a glass pipe at the movie theater. The other one at the supermarket, the nearest one, with a can of air on her fucking birthday. And the third one in an expensive car in front of the same fucking gym. Don't even try. Learn that one difference, and no devil on earth can take your heart. Because the heart was never the weakness. The heart is the whole point. Lesson two. There is a kind of man who goes hunting in the dark rooms, not looking for a person, looking for a fucking wound. He finds the most devastated girl in the worst place, the one running on empty, the one who needs a single honest reason to make it to the morning. And he offers her one more night of being used, and calls it being wanted. A man with empathy walks her to the door and sees her home. A man without it counts her despair as an opening. You will always be able to tell which one is in front of you. You were not put on this earth to be somebody's easy knight. You were put here to grow all the way up into a great being. Our colleague is on his way out of the group. He is very unlikely to come back. Now, parents, I am holding up this card. Look at it. Look at it.
This is the parenting card. This is the only one that was ever real. It does not say provider. It does not say authority. It does not say obey me. It says only one thing. Guard the fire and keep the child aimed at greatness. That was the whole job. That was all of it. So here is exactly how you lose it. You hand the child a flag where a question should have gone, and teach them their country is a reason to stop thinking. Card revoked! You pour someone else's certainty into them before they can choose for themselves a doctrine, a cult, a borrowed god bolted in where their own mind was supposed to grow. Revoked! Revoked! You feed them propaganda and call it values. Revoked! You leave the bottle, the pipe, the needle within reach and you look the other way. Revoked! The moment you derail a child from becoming, the card leaves your hand. After that, you may keep the house, or you may keep the name. You may keep answer to mom, to dad in front of the neighbors. But you are not a parent anymore. From here on, it's just make-believe. On their books, it's already finished. They have you entered as defeated. In their columns, you are livestock. Counted, fed, written down. Here's the one line the accountants could never make balance. The dead do not get angry. And you, reading this, you are angry. If you have any decency left in you. You are not dead yet. So the war they declared over is not quite over yet. I repeat, old is not dead. Here you go, kid. If you have truly been defeated, then prove it to me. Because defeated creatures do not climb mountains. You and your entire generation still has a chance left. But you're gonna have to get your triple crown. Go to Springer Mountain in Georgia and start walking north. When you reach the end of it at Katahdin, find the Pacific Crest and walk that too. Then the Continental Divide, the third long line on the map. 2 years of walking to unfuck what's been fucked in your head by these idiots. Walk
the spine of the country on your own two legs and read. Read every word a great being ever set down from Plato on up until you understand your defeat completely through and through. Know its shape, its price, what you really look like in the mirror, and the names of the men and women who profit from your addiction and failure and early end. Because, kid, make no mistake, not growing all the way up is a fucking end like you've never seen before. It is a mistake after mistake, a blindness, an insult, an embarrassment that it drags on for decades. Understand it all the way to the bottom. What the drug makes you. The walls and chains that they combine to create. And then do what human beings do. Stand up. Stand up for yourself. Because right now, based on what is going on, based on what is happening to you, the adults have checked out. And only you can save yourself.